Oh, yes, it is. 10 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. Very often, I'd start with a quote or maybe tell you a story of my experiences over the weekend, or maybe something I got to see on the way to the studio. Maybe something somebody whispered to me or something I saw on television. You know, the world literally is a stage and you can learn from every single feat, every single corner, every single sphere of this planet. But today, in all honesty, is not that day. Today, I'm filled with a bit of trepidation. I am personally filled with a bit of concern. There is optimism. I can't deny it. I don't know how that simile is coming through. There is hope. And maybe just because of that, I am willing to see the brighter side of things. Because if you look outside, it is a bright, sunny Monday morning. It wasn't always bright this morning. At about 6:30, 7 a.m., it was really thick with fog. In fact, it's the most precipitation I'd seen in a very long time. But interestingly, it was clean. Remember in the past, maybe like a year or maybe 18 months ago, whenever it was foggy in the morning, you weren't sure if it was, you know, proper fog or if it was the soot. But this was clean. You could see the water. I held the water, wiped, you know, the surfaces around me. It was clean. It was great. But now the sun is out, and I'm very hopeful that for the sake of the Nigerians, the millions of Nigerians that have been adversely affected by this flood, that the sun stays on just a little longer, a bit more intense, so that the waters can recede. Now, in parts of Yenagoa, I'm getting to hear that there is a recession in the water. The water lines are beginning to come down. All well and good. So, it is, eventually, a good day. Our first port of call this morning inside Rivers is about the flooding. Now, two coastal communities, Elem Sangama and Soku in Akokotoro local government area of Rivers State, are now flooded. You probably heard that in the news earlier on. Now, the councillor representing the two communities, Abibisom Bray, said critical stakeholders in the area have been informed of this development. Let's get to listen to what he had to say.
The information you got was the right information. The back of the community actually is not piled, so that's the challenges we face. As for the back, the entire back of the community has been submerged. All the buildings from behind the community has already been submerged. The water goes higher on a daily basis. Actually, I've consulted with the other government agents, including the state chairman, and also the community leaders. So far, the information I've got is from Sunku and Elim Sangama. Our prayers is that it doesn't get out of control.
When I listened to that yesterday, I kept asking how much of a control is there, you know, against something as natural and sometimes almost inevitable as, you know, water flood. In any case, Mr. Bray said efforts were, you know, engaged to reach the relevant government authorities to take appropriate measures and begin rescue operations.
It's evident that the water takes the people unaware. So there is tension. People have lost their lives and their properties. So the situation now in our community is under tension. Most of all, as I'm talking to you, some are just living. They are looking at the level of the water. Some could not even assess any of their property right now, right away, presently. They are trying to walk towards the upper side of the community. That is the land where there is still a little place where they can just take a shelter.
All right, now, having said that, this is my question for us this morning. It has to do with this flooding and the effect. Now, let me say this. Now, some countries, some regions have had a longer experience with flooding than lots of people are or have in Nigeria. Take, for example, the relatives I have in Bayelsa and parts of Delta State. They're all too used to floods. The same thing, some parts of Edo State have experienced flood. Here in River State, yes, you know, sometimes when the East West Road, you know, will be flooded, you know, particularly at Angbolu Junction. Remember there's a time, and also at NTA Road, just before Rumokuta, there's a period when, you know, during heavy rains, when we have 7-day rains, flooded, right? But not to this degree. The question is this: with people at the IDPs complaining, you know, it's not particularly comfortable. Once again, those places that they have been asked to go to are places that the government has not been able to keep intact. Their schools, ceiling boards, missing roofs, bad, you know, and look at where we are right now, trying to get people to stay in those places that the authorities had refused to fix in the time past. Away from that, would you be open to receiving internally displaced people to your home? That's my question. They are close by. They're in Akuku Toru local government area now. Some of them are having to move out. Maybe not a lot of them. Maybe 1,000, 2,000. I don't know. But the question remains, whilst people are praying and fasting that the water should calm down and, oh God, save your country, save your people, I'm asking, whilst we are waiting for the government to maybe intervene with some form of, you know, care, would you be willing to let somebody, a family that you don't know, come stay with you because they've lost everything to the flood? Everything.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, please do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. And please do not make any unsubstantiated claims during this broadcast. The numbers to call: 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Permit me to repeat once again: 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and the female caller number is 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and Twitter. You're in River State. Would you be willing to receive people who have been displaced by this flood in your home? Courage is on the line. Courage speaking to us from Abacha Road. Courage, good morning, please. Hello, Courage.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Courage.
I'm calling you from Abacha Road.
Yes, go on, please.
Okay, the reason why I called is you said the everybody who is willing to, like, someone who is willing to, like, attack people who are affected.
Yes. Would you?
Okay, I don't know if there are, like, I just moved, like, maybe 2-3 people, not so much crowd, because the place is not so much of a...
Okay, your place is not big, so you're willing to accommodate people who have been displaced. That's what you're saying. Courage. Okay. Oh, dear. Now, there is no drive like this, as I know, but I'm just asking, because we've talked about humanitarian aid, people are talking about raising funds, but what about the immediate needs? Adeze is in Rumahalu. Adeze, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Welcome, please.
Okay, in this situation, all right, I wouldn't have the choice than to accommodate the person because I've also been a victim before. So if you've not been in that, you will not understand. It's such a painful situation. So when you have someone in that situation, the best you can offer the person is help. It's a short swiping, and I know that it doesn't go scot-free. God will surely bless that person because it's always a painful moment. So that's my take. So okay. If you have anyone who is in that situation and needs help, and you can actually offer that help, go ahead and do it. There's a blessing attached to it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Adeze. All right, let's get to WhatsApp. All right, this one says, good morning, Jude. If I am buoyant enough, I can, because they have to stay with me, meaning I have to take up everything that concerns them, from feeding, medical, clothing. You can't expect someone managing to take up such a responsibility. Rita from Woji. All right, this one says, like, hello, Jude, good morning. This question is a question that many of these religious bodies should be answering. What are they doing exactly for those who don't have a place to stay? They have pastors in so many areas. Have they sent relief materials? Are they making plans to house members who are have been affected by the flood? No, this is the problem. It's not enough to say we should pray. I agree we should pray, but what exactly should be done? This is a very good question for everybody who claims to be religious. One, many will not answer. One, many would not answer. But I'm asking, once again, I do not know of any drive such as, no, I don't know. I'm only asking because I've been reading and I've been listening, and I only wonder, there's a lot of suffering, but I just wonder what can really be done in the immediate time. By 2.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please. Hello. Oh, dear. Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can. Now I can. Good morning, please.
Okay. My name is Lucky Manigula. I'm
welcome.
Calling from Abuja and from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, Lucky.
Okay, well, in a situation where there is an emergency like this, definitely I can accommodate those that have issues, not just accommodating them, going the extra mile to ensure that we get set up, contributing the little I can to ensure that they are okay is one of the most important things one can offer to humanity, actually. Because if you have not been there before, you will know how important it is. Some of us have families in Delta and Delta. We know what they are going through. So, yes, my house is the phone. My doors are wide open to accommodate. Even if it means we have to sleep on the floor as far as it's comfortable, we will manage.
All right.
Face pass.
Thank you very much. Interesting. Now, good morning, Jude. Faith-based organizations can do more, especially those that have halls to the government. To accommodate a displaced person. In my church, in my one, we have provided accommodation and feeding over 50 persons. Let the churches help. All right, this is a very good message to get to read this morning. This claim here says that they're feeding over 50 persons right now. Let the churches help. But it's not just churches. There are mosques. There are, traditional worship centers, temples. All of these places can be used. They really can. Once again, it's a very simple question for those of you who are in Port Harcourt right now, probably driving at your place of work, maybe in the market. If it does come to that point where a lot of people have to leave the coastal areas, you're not seeing them now because, maybe some of them are sleeping on top of their roofs or maybe they're at the IDP camps. But if it does get worse, or if there was ever a need, would you accommodate somebody, a family or two? I'll tell you a story when we return. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns after the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back. It's the 24 minutes to the top of the hour. My name is Jude Omamigbe. It's a good morning to you. Still bright. Let me just take a peep. Yes, still bright outside. Some sun. Interestingly, the weather did forecast some fog earlier on in the day with temperatures of about 27 degrees. So it's looking like it's going to be a hot day today. That is great news for virtually every single person who has been affected by the flood in recent weeks. Now, having said that, we're talking about the flood this morning. I asked a question. Would you be willing to take in people who have been displaced by the floods? I asked this question because it was raised a few years ago. Remember when you had the IDB camps in the north, when their communities had been invaded by Boko Haram, by terrorists? Some were brought down to the south in Edo State as well, and some other communities. But something interesting happened. Yes, you probably have heard of some of these stories of, those who have been who have been living in those camps, coming under some rape, some coercion, things like that. Not savory, for people who have had their own space for a long time. But very interestingly, not a lot of people welcomed them. And so I ask, in Port Harcourt today, in River State, this morning, I pose this question to you. Would you be willing, now that communities across the East-West Road area from Ahoda area, we're hearing now those reports earlier on, talking about, some communities in the Akokotoro that have been taken over by the floods. I'm asking, Akokotoro is not too far. It really isn't too far from where we are right now. Would you be willing to welcome? Imagine, I know places like Abuloma, right? Towards when you're getting towards Okrika area, those places have had issues with flooding for a while. Imagine if that entire axis, heavens forbid, why would I say heavens forbid? Those people are experiencing, I'm sure they didn't want heavens to come down on them, but it did. But if it does happen, would you, living in GRA or GRA, would you be willing to take in some residents into your home because of this flood?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
+0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0009 WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809 030 6416 0809 030 6416. Once again, please do well, turn down the volume of your radio set, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments, and if you didn't quite see it or hear it, do not make any unsubstantiated claim. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Twitter and Facebook. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Twitter and Facebook. All right, now VC on Facebook says that in these days of complete social cultural decency breakdown, wouldn't that be an unwise decision for individuals to take? If you're even referring to known people, that's considerable. Pray tell, what exactly does the government exist for in this part of our world? VC is asking. Now, it's a very valid question VC is asking. Let me repeat. In these days of complete social, cultural, and decency breakdown, wouldn't that be an unwise decision for individuals to take? There were complaints. There have been complaints. And you can imagine that there are likelihoods. There's a plausibility in the worry that, if you welcome in somebody, don't forget, we live in a climate where people are very cynical and very suspicious of everything. What if you invite a wish? What if the person that you invite has a gbomo spirit? What if the person you invite has children who are thieves, petty thieves? Children will probably take two pieces of meat from your pot, or maybe your favorite shoe that you've been keeping. The person now wears it because IDP, you know, I need something, help me. He's asking a very valid question. But once again, you have to ask, if it were you, what would you want another person to do in response? JD is in LMA. JD, good morning to you.
Hello, Jude.
Good morning, JD.
JD, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go on, please.
Okay, it's a very difficult question. You know, there's this saying that the thought is cheap, right? I want to sound more pious than the Pope. I wouldn't want to do that, but I can do much more than that, because one has to be realistic. You don't want to love somebody more than yourself. As a man, I have a responsibility to protect my family. So I don't want to expose my family to danger. That would be me failing on my responsibility. And as a man, it's up to me to make that call. So I don't want to make that call and endanger my family. But I can do much more than that. I can mobilize. I can give my money out. I can rent a place.
Okay.
If I have a boy's quarter, I can put them in my boy's quarter. But to put them in the same space with my family, I will not do that. I will call on the churches. They have a lot of space to help. That is their responsibility. It is in time like this, we need the faith-based organization, the monks and the church, to go out there and show what they are meant to do. This is the time for the church and the monks to come out and show the basic doctrine that they all have in common. Love thy neighbor and be of help in time of need. So I think that is the right thing to do, not for people to bring in strangers into their homes. I don't think that's right.
All right, JD. Thank you very much. I'll tell you a story, like I said, as I continue. Zion is in GRE. Zion, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning to you. I think there is another environment for accommodation. We can contribute, be committed to give them food, water, all the necessary. But as I'm in my house, my family, children, wife, cousin, bringing people to come live with us, my brother is a no. He's a no.
Why?
Because that is how we have reduced the society to. We are a collective nature. So wicked and brutish.
Really?
We are so short, I'm telling you.
When you say society, are you talking about societies the world over or just Nigeria?
Here in Nigeria, not the whole world, here in Nigeria.
Okay.
In the Niger Delta, here in Port Harcourt. Let us be honest, here in Port Harcourt. You will come back from work, maybe your children will start behaving abnormally. Before you know, they are poisoning your food. They will even be jealous that you brought them in. See? You see, this present age, even if angels come to knock at our door, we wish it away, angels. Because we have reduced ourselves to nothing in the midst of trying to practice or be what we are not. By the grace of God, our house in Bayelsa State is an IDP camp. We evacuated them to the rest and we'll partition this other four room, remove our things, put them there. The rest party people can stay. We call them, there's a coordinator in that house, we send them food, we send them money, we send them medication,
okay.
That we are doing.
All
you
right.
See now? But they are not in my house here in Port Harcourt. It is very dangerous to try that. If other, okay, for instance, some churches have bigger space. If the churches can partition some of those spaces out to one room for them to stay, we can contribute. I'm ready to do that. I can be committed. 50K every week for them. I can be committed to that. But to bring them to my house, Jews.
You,
the Bible says you should be wise, though.
You should be wise.
They
okay.
Use two animals. Either a serpent or the dove. It is two things. Not now. It's dangerous.
Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you a story now. And now it comes from one of the, two stories, both similar. Now, how many of you have heard of Hurricane Katrina? One of the most devastating hurricanes that have hit America in the last century. Hurricane Katrina. Terrible. whole communities lost, you know, wiped out. Obviously, people died, and you know how that goes, right? Now, let me give you some Hurricane Katrina. Okay, there it is. All right, so it was a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane that caused over 1,800 fatalities. And this was in 2005, about $125 billion in damage in August of that year. The pictures that you see now from parts of the Niger Delta and also in the Middle Belt area, that was Hurricane Katrina. That was America in 2005. America was literally brought to his knees during that period. It affected the Bahamas, South Florida, and central parts of Mexico. It was terrible. But this is a story, that one of the stories, that many of the stories that came through from that period. As the rain stopped, as people were on the roofs waiting to be airlifted, as boats were coming through, some homes, some families who were further north started to take in people who had been displaced. They were not Christians. They were not Muslims. No. You were a human being. You need a place to stay. They took them in. There were some who robbed their host. But there were some who not only stayed with the host, the host provided clothes for them. As the government checks started to come through, their host shared with them, even sent their children to school. Until eventually, in one of those stories, about a year later, it took them a year plus for that family, a family of about three children and mother and father, to get back on their feet and then move out. One family hosted them for a whole year plus, nearly 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. They were not forced or compelled by the government. You've heard stories of how people during crisis, whether it was a religious crisis in the north or in Jos or in one war-torn country, whether it was Sierra Leone, whether it was Rwanda, even during the genocide in Rwanda, there were people who took in strangers, kept them in their homes so that their lives can be spared. It's a difficult choice to make. But once again, I present the question to you. Would you be willing to accommodate someone or people who have been displaced by this flood? On WhatsApp, Kelly says, good morning. Absolutely not, Jude. I have drawn a line about allowing people into my home. I have taken in no less than 10 persons over the past years, and I know how much I suffered. Some people are afraid to talk to their children. Destroying your home things. Some are superstitious. Some come with one bag but go with suitcases. Oh, wow. The complaints are many. I prefer to give them monetary assistance. Many cannot be trusted. Alasia King says, I will accommodate any person. Last week, I called my friend that hails from my other east to come over to where I am and stay pending when the flood will stop. But he told me that he's already traveled to Aba in Abia State to stay with his elder sister. Honestly speaking, these people are in a trying time and everybody should come to their aid. We should not leave it all to the hands of government, private companies, religious entities. The individuals should be involved to assist our brothers and sisters out there. That's from Alozie King. Interesting. Now, concerning the people being displaced by flood, I have something I can give to them. But bringing a total stranger into my abode, no, no, no. Massimo says, the world today has become so complex and complicated, contrary to how it was designed by God. Personally, I won't if it's in the same building, but I can get them accommodation outside my home for security reasons. Now, did it ever occur to you, right, that even those who are displaced are as vulnerable as you? Once again, I am not compelling anybody to take anybody in. Please. Because there's no drive as that right now. None, to the best of my knowledge. However, If you are worried about your own safety, the safety of those who have been displaced is also a priority for them, because at that point in time, they are more vulnerable than you. If you listen to stories of individuals who try to go to the EU via the land borders, illegally, a lot of the times, some of them fell into the hands of, you know, opportunistic predators. Oh, you're running away from your madam, the people who brought you here illegally. Okay, come and stay in my house. You go stay in the house, you become a slave. You become a sex slave. Sometimes you are abused, not because they want to use you for anything in particular, but so they can get their kicks out of it. So even the internally displaced person is vulnerable. 0179230002. I'll take one or two calls. 0179230003, 0817923007, and 0817923009. Rachime Adez says, yes, the Akani Kugbo in Abua Odua River State government, they are deep down in flood. No food. People are sick and dying. No exit means. No, the government is not responding. NEMA should come to our rescue. It's an emergency situation right now. All right? Says, please cry on our behalf. That is from Emagu Kugbo area, from Amuru Toru Kugbo, Akani Kugbo, all in Abua local government area of River State. There's a message I read. Someone said the government can't do everything. Granted. But if you could, would you accommodate somebody? If you could, if you have a one-bedroom apartment or a two-bedroom apartment, or whatever it is, would you be willing to let one or two persons stay with you? Don't forget, if they stay with you, you have to feed them. They'll have to manage whatever it is that you have. In the story I shared with you, the host family took care of the children, even sent them to school. Sent them to school for over a year after Hurricane Katrina. I know of no bigger task than that. Literally. Final caller. Let's get to hear what he has to say before we wrap up this morning. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Please.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Benin.
Welcome.
You know, sometimes we keep on complaining to stand without number. And this is a yearly festival. It's a yearly festival. Government are not ready to do anything. I ask you a question. At the River State government, I heard he gave out $1 billion for two local governments. So my question was, Abua people, are they not in River State? Are they not in River State?
He didn't give for just two local government areas, sir. It was for the entirety of the process, those who have been affected. It wasn't just for two local governments.